from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Crowd deafening. Here's the snap. TJ looking, firing right sideline, and Nico Collins with the catch. He gets the feet down for a first down at the 41-yard line.
Another bad spot, Mark. The spot is tricky. It's right at the 40.
You got to look at this,
which is exactly where they needed to get to, and they may measure this.
Hey, man, that was a huge play. One of many plays of the game on Sunday. But, Clint, we had a lot. We talked about a lot. We talked about CJ yesterday. We talked about that running game, those four big fellas up front, the tight ends, and everything they did with Joe Mixon in the run game, because it was their day. It was their day. A lot that we talked about. The heart and the balls, to be honest, of D'Amico being calculated when he was going to take chances for things. But we didn't get a chance on a 3-hour show yesterday to talk a lot about this dude, Clinton Tyler, and this saved Tyler from not having to buy the Mad Dog. I had Joe Mixon, so I was safe. Nico Collins, boy, Clint, he played like a damn man. He played like a one. He played like, yeah, I got that money, and this is why I got that damn money, yeah. Fellas. He was an absolute star in every way in that game.
Well, look, with Nico Collins after week one, I mean, here's the deal, Ron, is there's a couple of layers to this thing. I think, one, he picked up where he left off. And following last year's season with another light campaign is going to be extremely convincing. But he picked up where he left off. But let's look at how Nico Collins actually, got the was it a buck 12, 112 yards? I mean, they were in some of the most clutch situations. One, C.J. Stroud makes a poor decision and throws an ill-advised ball up, underthrows it significantly, probably about 10 yards, if we're being honest. I have to go back and look at the All-22.
Oh, yeah, they talked about it on there. If he got it out in front of it,
it's six. But
six for 117, by the way.
117, there you go. He goes up and catches an ill-advised ball that's underthrown between two defenders, and there's a picture out there of the both of the defenders draped all over him with the ball in his hands. Absolutely tremendous. I mean, that was as clutch a play, as big time a play, as C.J. Stroud saving level type of play that you can have as a wide receiver. And then he comes out on a third and 11 or third and 14? Third and 14, I think it was. C.J. Stroud immediately gets pressured. He rolls to his right. Right as he's going out of bounds, he throws another ill-advised ball back across his body, which, by the way, all these ill-advised, I'm A-OK with C.J. Stroud doing it. He's earned his right to make some risque decisions, if you know what I mean. He throws it back across his body. Nico Collins, in a scramble drill, finds a soft spot and makes a monster catch. Clutch play, big time by C.J., big time by Nico. Then he comes back on a 3rd-and-11 to keep a drive alive, and ultimately allow them to put their knee in it. He makes a semi-diving catch on the sideline, gets a knee down, never bobbles the ball as he catches it through the ground, and the game is over. I mean, so talk a lot about last year, Ron, about how, in my opinion, you look at Nico, and Nico, for whatever reason, teams allowed Nico to catch balls underneath and then no one had to tackle. And this week, I think the defense adjusted and tightened down and wasn't going to give really anybody, but definitely him, those underneath, those easy catches. And he still went out and got you a buck 17. I mean, he just did it in a different fashion. It wasn't an ideal.
Like, he went out and bailed CJ out.
Absolutely.
Now, CJ, the throw on the sideline on the 3rd-and-11 was a great throw, but that's a hell of a catch. I mean, the guy crossing in front of him to try to jump it, to get his feet down, get his knee down, and hold on to that with strong hands all the way through. But, I mean, like you said, that ball up top to go get, he was, whoo.
Well, you look at it, Ron, like last year, again, with Nico, it just, like, it was easy to go, yeah, Nico had a good game, but Bobby Slowick was in his bag. Yeah, Nico had a good game, but boy, I mean, there was three of those throws where CJ just put it on the money, man. He couldn't have thrown it no better. Hell, I could have caught that right there. You know, a lot of what Nico did last year was be open, be available, make plays, and then he was very difficult to tackle. And you got a quarterback and a play caller that were dealing, really, that were in their bag damn near the whole season, right? This week one against the Colts, they weren't. The quarterback wasn't dealing. Nothing was easy. Bobby Slowick was not like dialing up plays to get guys wide open everywhere where they were easy tosses, easy throws and catches.
Dang,
he wasn't.
Bobby.
And he still went out there and gave you a buck 17. That's what great receivers do. That's what number one receivers do. Is they ball out. They explode when the game plan's perfect. The quarterback's on. The everything's good and it's all easy to live. But then when it's not, how do you help the team win ball games?
I know for
and Nico
you,
did that, Chief.
I know for you, he performed a lot of the things that you questioned. Like, even and I think even last year, with the exception of, like, you know, run after the catch, trying to get him on the ground, in his time here, we didn't really see a lot of go up and high point it.
Absolutely.
Go up and go up and make a play, you and him up in the air. We saw that yesterday. That brings fades into the brings him into the red zone. We didn't see a lot of that. You've been calling for that for a minute. We saw the full boundary receiver repertoire.
What we saw last year, that I think what was the most impressive about Nico that we saw, other than just the overall consistent production, was he used his big body. After the catch, he was hard to tackle. He was physical after the catch.
That's his size was able to be.
Now, all of a sudden, Ron, and I'm not saying he never did it, but what we saw, at least on two different occasions this past week, was him using his body to go make catches, keep the knee down, long body, just running that route, being a bigger body available on the sideline to end the game. The obvious double team going up, he really didn't even high point it. He catches it in his belly, but he's so big that the DBs are on his back and they don't have a shot. That's just really the only thing, Ron, that we have not seen Nico do, which really C.J. Stroud's not this quarterback and Bobby Slowick's not this offensive coordinator. I don't even know if it's in the game plan, but it is what we saw, and it's not even, I would say, the great receivers. We know Davante Adams does it better than anybody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.